If I were to ask you what you think your most important sense out of all your five senses was, sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch, I wonder, which of those senses would you pick as being your most important, and why? Now, which of those senses do you think would be most important to a dog? And why? Hello everyone, I'm Kathleen Pelly. Welcome to Journey with Story. So, which of your senses do you think is the most important to you? It's a hard question, isn't it? But if I had to pick one, then I think mine would be hearing, because of course I love listening to our world and to the words of a story. And for dogs, what do you think is the most important sense? Think about what you see dogs doing the moment they meet another dog. Yes, it's smell, isn't it? Because dogs love to sniff and sniff and sniff. And their sense of smell is so much better than ours. Well, today's episode is all about why dogs sniff. And it's a rather silly story. But sometimes a little bit of silliness is just what we need. And before we begin, I'd like to introduce you again to another wonderful kids podcast that I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, and you might enjoy it, and it's called Armchair Adventures. Don't you love that title? Here's Connie, the host of Armchair Adventures, to tell you a little bit about it.
Hi guys! I'm on the lookout for some brave, curious, and silly explorers to join me on an adventure. Well, let's put it this way. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to bounce, bounce, bounce along inside a giant bubble? How about a hike in the tropical jungle? Or what goes on in a top secret superhero lair? Is this a yes, yes, yes? I'm Connie, Chief Adventurer at Armchair Adventures, a super fun and a little bit bonkers podcast for kids aged 6 to 10. Each episode is a brand new adventure, and you're invited. What makes it super special is that I've jam-packed it full of sing and move-along fun. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Where will your next armchair adventure take you?
You can find all the details in our episode notes, so be sure to check there for all you need to know about Armchair Adventures podcast. Now, let's take a journey with why dogs sniff. Once upon a time, the dogs gave a dinner party. All the dogs were invited and all the dogs accepted the invitation. There were big dogs and little dogs and middle-sized dogs. There were black dogs and white dogs and brown dogs and grey dogs and yellow dogs and spotted dogs. There were dogs with long tails and dogs with short tails and dogs with no tails at all. There were dogs with little sharp pointed ears and dogs with big flat drooping ears. There were dogs with long slender noses and dogs with short fat turnip noses. All these dogs came to the party. Now, the dinner was a most elaborate affair. Everything had been arranged with the utmost care. All the good things to eat were spread out upon the rocks by the sea. A merry, sparkling little brook brought water to drink. The sun was shining brightly, and a soft, gentle little breeze was blowing. Everything seemed absolutely perfect. But there was a cross, fussy old dog who came to the party. She was a yellow dog, they say. Nothing ever suited her. Whenever she went to the party, she always found fault with something. Sometimes there was too little to eat, and sometimes there was too much. Sometimes the hot things were not hot enough, and sometimes the cold things were not cold enough. Sometimes the hot things were so hot they burned her mouth, and the cold things so cold that they gave her indigestion. There was always something wrong. At this party, however, there was not too much to eat, and there was not too little to eat. The hot things were all just hot enough, and the cold things were all just cold enough. Everything seemed to be exactly as it should be.
"How good everything tastes," remarked the big black dog between polite mouthfuls.
"Everything is seasoned exactly right," added the black and white spotted dog between mouthfuls, which were entirely too large to be polite.
That was an unfortunate remark. The cross, fussy yellow dog heard it. She noticed immediately that the big juicy bone she was eating had not been seasoned with pepper.
"Will somebody please pass the pepper?" she asked.
All the black dogs and white dogs and brown dogs and yellow dogs and grey dogs and spotted dogs fell over each other trying to find the pepper to pass. There was not a single bit of pepper at that dinner party.
"I can't eat a mouthful until I have some pepper," whined the yellow dog.
"I'll go into the city and get some pepper," said one of the dogs.
Nobody ever knew which dog it was. The dog who went into the city to get the pepper never came back. Nobody ever knew what became of him. But now, whenever two dogs meet, they always sniff at each other. If one of them should happen to be the dog who went into the city to get the pepper, he would surely smell of pepper. Well, that was a silly story, wasn't it? But I bet you'll remember it the next time you see two dogs sniffing each other. And it could be a good exercise for all of you who like to write. You could make up your own story about why dogs sniff. That could be a lot of fun. Cheerio then. Join me next time for Journey with Story. Music and post-production was by Colette Jonas.